get a question or got a question from Marlon, which is very interesting. This is going to be a good conversation point here. One of the guys at the academy trains like is a war every single day. Yeah, I'm wondering how that's working out for him. So a few things to think about this. Why shouldn't we train like it's a war every single day? Okay, forget about sport. Forget about sport or jiu-jitsu or training of jiu-jitsu for a moment. Let's put that aside. Okay, let's look at any other sports. Do you see football players playing the football, the game of football, every single day? No, they don't. Do you see basketball players playing a full-blown game every single day? No, they don't. See, most of the professional sports, what they've done and what they understood, they came to this epiphany that is that we cannot play the game every single day because, one, we are not learning anything. We are not improving. But two, the wear and tear and the risk of injuries is significantly higher if we put our body under that kind of stress. So how do we translate this in jiu-jitsu? Not every single day is a tournament. Not every single day should be a sparring session. Matter of the fact, I look at these engagements as sparring sessions or tournaments. Those are midterms. Those are tests. Those are events at certain frequency. Whatever that frequency is, I'll let you decide, but it's definitely not every day. But during those events, we test ourselves. We test our skills. We test our mind. We test the concepts and principles that we've been working on. We test the techniques that we've been developing. However, all the other times, all the other days, it is time for us to develop those principles, develop those techniques, practice and test it out. Go into the lab. And this is where we have different platforms where we can do this and scroll down through this podcast or wherever you're looking at this or listening to this. But there is another subset of videos that I create about different ways of training. And that is gold. Listen, private lessons are one thing, but group class is another. They look very similar, yet they are so different. The focus is slightly different. A physical dynamic drilling class is very different than strategic mechanical drilling. One has a physical component and is designed to push you physically. The other one is more of a comprehension-driven drilling, understanding how mechanically things work and how you can take advantage of it. See, if we show up to a class with a goal for something else, now, one, we are not benefiting from that class. We are not learning and improving. But two, we are wasting our time very oftentimes. Unfortunately, this situation unfolds in every single academy around the world very, very frequently. We have individuals coming into a fundamental classes and drilling crazy advanced techniques that they saw on Instagram or YouTube or wherever you were watching them. Or another example is we coming into a drilling sessions and they turn into a sparring war that is counterproductive to what you're trying to achieve at that specific lesson. Now, listen, if you don't have some of these opportunities, I encourage you to talk to your, talk to the instructors, talk to the staff at the academy, and try to figure out how you can implement. Academies vary. Some of them are smaller, some of them are bigger. Some academies have 10 classes a day, some of them have only one. And all of these circumstances are, well, out of your control. However, I would encourage you to have these conversations with staff at the academy or your instructor to really find out how you can manipulate your training schedule and benefit from it the most. The bottom line is this. For most of us, for 99% of people out there, jiu-jitsu is not our profession. We are not athletes who make money on jiu-jitsu. We are simple individuals who love this with a lot of passion, and we simply want to train, which translates into maybe you train four times a week, but most of people out there train three or two times a week. And coming in to the academy and maximize the time that you have on the mat is critical to your success. Imagine if every time you stepped on the mat, you could take something away from it. You could have a tangible 1% increase, 1% change that gets you better. Within 6 months or a year, your jiu-jitsu will skyrocket. Your technique will be by far more precise. And it's not that you did something phenomenal. It's simply that you used the right tools for the right job. And that is how I look at this. Not every session should be a war. Not every session should be sparring session. We should put more emphasis into drilling and comprehending and understanding of how techniques work, how our mechanically, how our bodies move. This is where we truly, truly get better. Keep on training. Peace.
Thanks for listening. If you would like to engage and send me your comments, thoughts, questions, I'll be happy to bring it up to the show and help you out in any way I possibly can. You can find me on Instagram, RozhinskyBJJ. Until then, keep on rolling. I'll see you guys on the mat. Peace.